Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Ha'azinu Sheni, the second Aliyah in Parshas Ha'azinu. This Aliyah is on the topic of the days of yore, the days of old. And just remembering as we learn Ha'azinu is very much a song. It is a poetic expression, so the words are hard, the ideas and concepts are fragmented and require real learning, real depth to understand fully their context individually and as a whole. But nonetheless, we'll get a sense of an overview and we will try to understand and focus on some basic points in the aliyahs. The focus of this aliyah is really as we move out of the introduction to the song, which was the previous aliyah, establishing the righteousness and the justness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we talk about the days of old. We're told, Zechor Yomo Salam, remember the days of old. Ask your parents and they will tell you, your elders, and they will relate to you. Then when Hashem was Banchel Elyon Goyim, when Hashem was dividing the nations, he set them up based on the numbers of Israel. The nation of Hashem, Kichelek Hashem Amoy, was a part of Hashem. He found them in the desert among nothingness. He surrounded them. He built them up like an eagle hovering over the nest to take his young nestling on his back. As Rashi points out, the eagle flies the highest of all the birds, protecting him, protecting their young by putting them on their back. Hashem is alone, and there is no other power with him. Hashem bodod yanchenu ve'eni moy el nechar. So this is a very beautiful, very powerful description of many of the things that happened in history. So what are these historical events that we are referring to? So a number of them that Rashi points out is when we talk about Yomos Olam, the days of yore, and the Shnos Tavadon, the ideas of the generation to generation, Rashi points out referring to the sins of the early generations, the sins of Enosh. Enosh was the grandson of Adam Rishon, was the first time who started attributing power to other things in the world other than God. So he started giving divinity to sticks and stones and other kinds of parts of the world. That's how Avodah Zarah started, three generations into humanity. And the Dor HaMabul is talked about as the Shnos Dor HaDor. Then we talk about Bafridoi B'nei Adam as the human beings are being separated. That's referring to the Dor HaPalaga, the generation of dispersion. When the pasuk says Yatzev Gvulai Samim, Hashem is setting up the borders of nations according to the numbers of Israel. There are 70 basic primordial nations based on the 70 souls of Israel as they went down to Mitzrayim. So they're being set up retroactively in the same way that Israel is being set up in the microcosm. Then when we talk about Yaakov Chevel Nachlosai, Rashi talks about the chosenness of Yaakov over the other two branches of the family, Yishmael, the brother of Yitzchak, and Esau, the brother of Yaakov. And when we talk about Yisrael be'eretz Midbar, that refers to the Dor HaMidbar when they received the Torah, as opposed to Yishmael and Esav. And finally, Uvesoyu Yalel Yishimon refers to in the desert, the Emuna of Bnei Yisrael following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in a very difficult environment. So these are various descriptions which talk about how Hashem looked after and guarded Israel in the desert, how He built us up, surrounded us, was like an eagle, and helped us survive. That's the general flow of the Aliyah, so moving from pretty much creation till here. It is worthwhile noting that a basic question, what is the point of all this remembering? So Rashi says, it's to remind us of the sins from time immemorial, meaning that human beings have rejected God no matter how close they've been. Enosh, Noah, the generation of the Dor HaMabul, they all had some connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Enosh could ask his grandfather and his grandmother where they came from and know that it was Hashem, but still he ignored Hashem. So these things started off all pretty early. The Rashbam sees it a little differently, and he says that, no, it's understanding context. You're now in the land of Israel. You didn't just get it. You didn't just arrive there. It didn't just happen. No, Hashem led you there through all of this winding course of history in order to get to this point as well. The Bechor Shor, the Das Zaken, and the Chizkuni all take a different approach, which is that we need to remember the kindness of the past. We need to be able to see our current state through the chesed Hashem showed us to get to this point as well. And it's important generally to reflect on this, and that is that Judaism is built on history and tradition. We don't see the world in 5-year fragments. We don't look at it based on the lens of the newspaper. We look at it through the lens of history and what our parents and grandparents tell us as well. That's how we appreciate who we are. If you don't understand the events of the previous years, if you don't understand the contours of history, if you don't understand the tradition which brought us to our station right now, you are not going to be able to appreciate the values that we stand for. We live in a generation which very much likes to look at, it lives on headlines, it barely evens and reads news articles. It doesn't even know how to look at context. In order to understand who we are, we need to have context. And that's why the Gemara in Shabbos says, when it talks about where is that we know that we have a bracha on the Ner Chanukah, How do we know that? How could Chazal institute a new bracha on the Neres Chanukah? So Rabbi Nechemia says, "Sha'al avicha v'yagercha zekenecha v'yomer lach." That means to say it comes from tradition. The fact that the sages throughout our tradition instituted this, that's how we know. It's part of, you know, there's the written law, and then there is the oral tradition. It's necessary to have part of the tradition in order for us to understand who we are and where we came from. As part of this general historical development now, it is worthwhile noting the Malbim makes a very beautiful point, which is worthwhile reflecting on, and that is that as creation continues, as we move away from the first point of creation, the forms in creation become less material and more spiritual. So the basic building blocks of creation are very material, and as we move away from them, they become more and more ethereal, in the sense that it develops creations which can do more ethereal, more cerebral activities, finally culminating in human being and their experience, which is through Shabbos. Similarly, the Malbim says that's the general trajectory through human history, where the generations from Adam to Noach were generations, and then Noach to Avram were generations which are generally speaking getting more spiritual, less material, except for the corruptions that happened at various waypoints. Now, a basic question: what is the image of Hashem being all alone at the end of the Aliyah? Hashem bada adyanchenu. So the Chaim Ekdaber points out, the Netziv says over here, is that generally speaking, this is when we came to realize that we were completely helpless in the desert. When we were in the desert, there was no one else to turn to. There was no doctor to call. There was no financial analyst. There was no insurance policy. There was nothing we could do to rely on to distract ourselves from the truth or find another power that could help us. And being as we were absolutely, abjectly, hopelessly alone, we finally realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the entire power in our lives. That's Hashem Bodon Yanchenu. That sense of aloneness, that humility that we experience, is our ability to know that Hashem really is the only power in our lives, despite the fact that we may be surrounded by other things which do look like they are our support. Rashi goes on to say that there was no other force with you. Meaning to say there was nothing else that you could have relied on. Malbim making it even stronger means to say that Hashem's helping us was predicated on the fact that he was Bodod. He was chose to take of his time and his power and give just to us. And the condition of that is Ve'eni Moy El Nechar, that therefore there should not be any other power with him, which means don't attribute anything, any forces, any success to any other power in the world, be it yourself, your strength, somebody's strength, wealth, material, intelligence, whatever else it may be that we like to hang our hats on. Ein imoy el nechar. There is no other power in the world, and that's a dual direction process. Hashem's aloneness to us, and our aloneness to him. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.